Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Baby boomers relocating. That gives new meaning to home economics. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Home is where the heart is. Home is a place you often have to leave to fully appreciate it. For us, my husband and me, we have transitioned back home to the Bay Area, and it's been relatively free of glitches. But the dollars and cents of relocating, though we calculated and anticipated the increased cost, quickly add up. These days, the economy and the economics of where you live take on new meaning, and the financial outlay puts a new spin on home economics. These circumstances make figuring out how much space you really need a reality. Downsizing where we live is what baby boomers like my husband and I are doing. We're less concerned about the size of our home and more focused on the layout of the living space, the amenities offered, and the sense of community around us. More often than not these days, boomers who are relocating across town or across the country are tending to want their new homes to fit their daily needs and are often calling the guest room a nearby hotel, rather than a room set aside for infrequent overnight visitors. The economics of downsizing are clear. Boomers mentally are aware of things getting clearer. And for most people, a home is their single biggest expense. But these days, for baby boomers, it's also likely to be their biggest potential source of savings. By moving, by downsizing. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.